Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday with me, Richard Jones. And in a change to the planned programme for today, we're talking about the shock announcement by the UK government that they are cutting payments to anyone who is planning on installing photovoltaic or PV systems as a source of renewable energy, whether that's domestically or on farm or industrial use. The cuts come into effect on the 12th of December and will be 50% or more. Now, there have been rumours going around the renewables industry for a while that cuts were coming, but how much and when were a matter of speculation. Here's Willie Wilson from Emotion Energy to explain what's happening with the 12th of December cut-off date.
It was confirmed actually yesterday that the tariffs will drop, and they'll drop by over 50%. You need what's called a G59 application for the large farm installations. It takes 65 days, so it's definitely not going to happen, but there is positive news in the fact that you can install 10 kilowatts, so approximately 40 panels, into three-phase without prior permission. So farms, for example, can put in a 10 kilowatt system and they'll get it up and running before the 12th of December and qualify for the 37.8 feed-in tariff, pence per kilowatt, so it's still quite good.
And what about the domestics, Willie? How's that affected?
Well, the domestics is going to be, it's going to be more than halved. It drops from 43.3 to 21 pence. What's happened within Scotland is in June there was approximately 200 installs a month, and that's risen per month to 1,200. It's gone up 600%, which has caused the government, in essence, to be very naughty and pull the tablecloth on us. So that means that when we thought we had until April, we don't anymore.
And what will this do to the PV industry, Willie?
I think in the future it all depends on grid parity. You know, we should be able to put solar panels on houses and farms, the electricity be enough, but the panels will have to drop in accordance for that. But that's the future. I mean, subsidies shouldn't be around in any industry forever, but to be pulled prematurely, unethically, like they have been, that's frustrating. It's just silly. We're cutting off our hand to spite our face because that we're not going to hit our 2020 targets. The majority of people can put solar panels on their roof, but the majority of people cannot install a wind turbine in their garden. So it was something that everybody, to a degree, had access to do.
And Willie went on to tell me that bigger farm systems over 10 kilowatts cannot go ahead in the time available. And there'll no doubt be layoffs and casualties in an industry which many are describing as being strangled at birth. And on that note, I'll leave you for today, but I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.